Good morning, podcast listeners. Welcome back to Quotely, where we unravel the context, history, people, and stories behind the motivational quotes you find and post about on social media. I'm your host, Gordon, aka Graybeard Runs with a Z and Gray with an E, and here on Quotely, we are about delivering motivational and inspirational quotes to you every morning at 6 a.m. Why? Because I believe in fighting the war against status quo living and apathy. Apathy being a lack of feeling and devotion or interest about your own life. You may be familiar with the author Henry David Thoreau. He wrote a book called Walden, and in that book he said, "The mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation." Quotely exists to inspire you right now, this morning, to shake off desperation and embrace the idea of waking up, living well, and repeating that strategy every single day. Let's jump into it. Folks, welcome back to the podcast. Here's your quote for the morning. Ego is the great enemy. Ego will hold you back every single time. Here it is again. Ego is the great enemy. Ego will hold you back every single time. That quote is from Nikki Sixx. Nikki Sixx, as you probably well know, is best known as the co-founder, bassist, and primary songwriter for the band Motley Crue. In September of 2007, Nikki Sixx released a book titled The Heroin Diaries, A Year in the Life of a Shattered Rock Star, where this quote actually comes from. The book is a collection of his journal entries from 1986 and 1987 when his own heroin addiction was at its most dangerous. Written with a British journalist, Ian Gittins, it presents the present-day viewpoints of his bandmates, friends, lovers, caretakers, business associates, and his family as they respond to specific passages in the book about his addiction. It was pretty painful. He actually died at one point, but was resuscitated in the ambulance. You can actually watch this whole thing go down on Netflix. They just released a docudrama called The Dirt, which basically dramatizes the band's book that they all four wrote together, and they actually are all four executive producers on the movie. It's called The Dirt. Check it out. It is crazy. So here's my two cents on this. In Ryan Holiday's book, Ego is the Enemy, he says that essentially the ego can cloud ambition and hinder personal and professional growth, particularly when accomplishments are tied to self-worth. So, you know, folks, basically the argument is that often our biggest problems are generally not caused by things on the outside, you know, external factors like other people, circumstances. Instead, our problems are generally stemming from more than likely our own attitude, selfishness, and self-absorption. And in other words, introducing ego into any situation often will prevent you from being a rational human being. Objective and clear-headed. So perhaps now is a good time to pause and consider the most recent problem you've faced, or maybe even a challenge or a problem that you are facing right now, and ask yourself, how is your own ego getting in the way? Hey, thanks for listening, folks. Remember to subscribe, rate, and comment on the podcast you just heard wherever you listen to the Quotely podcast. And remember, you can also follow me on graybeardruns.wordpress.com. I'm on Instagram and Facebook. That's Graybeard Runs, gray with an E, runs with a Z. All the links that you need are in the show notes. Thanks for listening. And remember to always push forward, always onward.